Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for March 6, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 UTC via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question or topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I didn't think of one this week. So this will be an open mic kind of net. Anything that's on your mind is fair game, which is the case at every net. But anyway, all the more reason to bring up something that's been on your mind. Anyway, I am using the Windows Echolink app, which means that I can see all the stations who are connected to the TechLink conference, and I do not see any call signs. Well, I see one call sign that does not immediately jump out at me, KI5ZKM. I meant to do a quick search to see if that call sign had appeared before. And, well, I'm not finding it. So, anyway, for the benefit of that one station that I think is a new station for this net here, I'm going to run down the list of stations. Let me reset here. Sorry, folks, I'm a little flustered, you know, trying something new today, and it doesn't seem to be working. I don't think the people in Anon Radio are hearing us. And I think it's because I'm using a Bluetooth headset today, and I think there is some kind of interaction or conflict between the multiple applications that I'm running. I'm running the Echolink application, and I'm running a VoIP application, and it seems to be that unlike the built-in microphone in my laptop, the Bluetooth microphone is only going to one application instead of to both of them. That's my hypothesis. I may just turn off the darn Bluetooth thing and go back to using the built-in microphone. But anyway, I see KD9NDJ, KI5ZKM, N4RNW, BK6BQQ, and BE6UX. So all of you are on my check-in list, and I will be coming to each one of you in turn to give you a chance to speak. If there's a station listening and did not hear their call sign, come forward now so that I can add your call sign to my list. Okay, no additional call signs heard. So, as I said, we do not have a topic this week. So anything that's on your mind, but if you don't have anything on your mind, we just like to know your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and if you have an SDF username, we like to know that. So, first on my list, let's start with VE6UX.
Good evening, Wayne, and the rest on that from Victor Echo 6 Uniform X right here in fairly sunny Calgary, Alberta, where it is minus 15 degrees Celsius, it's 5 degrees Fahrenheit, light snow, and looking forward to minus 23 degrees Celsius overnight, which is about minus 5 degrees. Let me know if I've caught the repeater, and I'll carry on.
Let you know, I didn't quite catch what came after that. I assume you're asking if we can hear you okay. You sound fine.
Yeah, roger, roger. Like I said, when you were talking about your audio, welcome to my world. If I touch anything at all outside of this box, that I'm in. It'll show me that I'm transmitting and all the wonderful stuff, but the only indication that I have that I'm not is if suddenly another arrow appears in somebody else's system. Just got back from Abbotsford, went into town there to pick up some of my electronics. Got ran off the road on the way back in some snow by an Albertan who decided that his signal lights were useless, that he didn't have to check his blind spot, and he wanted to pass the same people I was passing. So managed to get out, rip the running board off one side of my truck, and tore out some trailer wiring, but okay other than that. And I did an end run around, I guess, the American administration. While we were in COVID, they blocked a bunch of Chinese imports, locking everybody out from being able to get a hold of H Bridges, including Ford of Canada and Ford of the USA. I got some people in China to ship me multiple packages, of which one of them finally got through. And now I can do some more stream stuff and teach kids robotics. I hardly think that one of my 3-pound robots getting instruction from the 5G Chinese network is going to destroy the world. So at least the kids will learn something, VE6UX.
Okay, Michael. Yeah, glad you survived that road hazard situation there. And sorry about your truck. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, because we're not going out on the Anon radio stream, and I know some of those guys actually like to listen to us, I'm going to turn off this darn Bluetooth headset and go back to using the microphone. So stand by one. Okay, I think I'm back on the laptop microphone now. Michael, could you come back and just confirm that you can hear me?
Yeah, I got to put my cursor back in the box. I can hear you fine there, Wayne. That'd be 6UX.
I guess I wasn't transmitting there. I don't know how much of what I said got lost. Anyway, I just noticed that the KI5ZKM station is no longer on the dashboard. And I'm still not hearing anything over on the Anon radio stream. So now I don't know what's up with that. So, next on my list would be VK6VQQ.
AB9FJ, VK6VQQ. Yeah, I guess you've got some problems or issues there to start with, but anyway, yeah, I'm just getting and helping the better half here. Garbage day today, Monday, so I'm sort of in and out here, but good to hear you in here, Wayne. 7-3 for now. I'll be in and out. VK6PQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, from Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Nothing really to report here. Earlier in the week, the Falcon launch from Cape Canaveral went off. I think it was about 1 o'clock or 1:45 in the morning. But especially at nighttime, we can see those launches even over here on the west coast of Florida. It's about 200 miles line of sight. But, yeah, after about 2 minutes after launch, you start to see this red dot and sometimes the flame way out on the horizon. And you can follow it for a couple minutes, and then it finally disappears. And once in a while, you can see the first stage drop off. But that's always neat. So, nothing else new. Here from Southwest Florida, N4RNW, Wayne.
Okay, thanks, Harold. That's pretty awesome. I would like to see that sometime. I'm used to going out in the evenings, and when there's a nice visible path going over to see the space station. I've never actually seen a launch, so that's, I suppose I should have that on my bucket list. Let's see, has KI thought? No, no, he has not come back. How about KD9NDJ?
AB9FJ in the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, up the road still from Wayne down there in Champaign. It's been a gorgeous day here. We're in the mid-50s outside right now, and 64 down here in the shack, so I'm comfortable. Not always the case. In any case, I've been fooling around with generating electricity. I got a generator going outside now. Electricity here delivered by the Village of Rantoul has been problematic. I think they've sort of made a good dent in making it better, but I've lost faith, so I'm working on alternative sources of power for those occasional and annoying blackouts. So anyway, generating electricity is my latest thing, and it's actually a lot of fun. So that's what I'm up to here. Other than that, I don't have much to report. Lots of medical appointments going on around here in my life, and it's a lot of sitting around in waiting rooms, which is boring in the extreme. But anyway, neither here nor there. And before I time out, let me get back to Wayne, this is KD9NDJ.
Well, thank you, Ken. And always take a book when you go to a doctor's appointment, because you never know how long you're going to wait. And so you want something to keep you occupied. So thanks for joining us this week. And I'm checking my list, and I think everyone has had a chance to speak. So this is time for me to say that I'm AB9FJ, and this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And if somehow there is some station listening who has not had a chance to, has not, you know, been on my list, here's your chance to get on my list and check into our net. So a very quick standby for any new check-in. Okay, I said that for the benefit of any stations that are out in DMR or All-Star Land, because the NB0X-L gateway seems to be active this week. And in the past, we have had stations check in over that gateway. So I cannot see who's out there until they speak up, and then they show up on my dashboard here. So anyway, now it's time for rechecks. If anyone who has already checked in would like to add something to what they said before, now is your chance. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so I think this is going to be one of our shorter nets. We're about 17 minutes into it now. And I think we've exhausted the topic, the non-topic this week. So I'll make one more final call for any rechecks or comments before I wrap up the net. Okay, so I guess that's it. By next week, I'll try to have some more, try to have this Bluetooth headset thing straightened out, or else abandon it altogether and go back to the way we've always done it. But anyway, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0018 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can try the DMR Talk Group 31650, or join us in COM, get on Radio Room. Other than that, I will say this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.